everybody. So I know that I've failed at this whole audio move thing. I've been kind of busy doing some things, and so I've gotten away from it a little bit, but I'll try to post as many as I can and think of things to post about. So today I want to talk about a podcast that I just started to listen to last night. So for those of you that know, or maybe don't know, I am a big fan of true crime. So I've read a lot of books about true crime, and I've also watched a lot of shows about true crime, and I've kind of gotten into listening to podcasts about true crime lately. So there's been a few. I really, really, really love this one called Already Gone, which is based out of Michigan, or at least a lot of them are based out of Michigan, but they have cases from others. And I might come on and talk about some of these other ones. Once Upon a Crime, I think that one is based out of, well, the lady that does that podcast, I think she's based out of California somewhere, but her stories seem to be from all over. The Vanished, that one is about missing people exclusively. So the other two that I talked about, some of them are solved and some of those are unsolved murders and missing people and things like that. So the Already Gone and the Once Upon a Crime podcast are just people literally reading stories. They basically go out, they do the investigations, they comb through old newspaper articles and old news broadcasting, and talk to people that are within the story or the crime, if they're at all possible. And these are just people doing this, and each week they come out with a new story. And then you have other true crime podcasts that come out that are basically an investigation. So one that many probably have heard of, and it's been on the featured or top charts of the podcasting through Apple, iTunes, is Up and Vanished. Now, that one actually started out with just a guy who had done some film in the past and he wanted to get into podcasting, and so he was going to take out this investigation of a crime that occurred in outside of Atlanta in a town called Ocilla. And I think some of these are actually available on Audioboom if you look into them. I'm almost certain that Already Gone is on Audioboom. I could be wrong, though. Another one is, and I just saw it in the beginning when I first opened the app, was called The Convicted. That one is a newer one. A lot of people probably heard about Serial. That one came out from NPR, and that one was basically looking into some different cases. The Convicted one is a new one, and it's just about a guy who was convicted of a crime, and so there's a lot of inconsistencies in the case, so they're trying to see, is this person really guilty or not? So that's the other way, is they actually actively investigate. Then there's another one that I really, really, really enjoyed, and it was called The Accused, and that one was put out by The Cincinnati Inquirer, I think, is the newspaper down there. That one, I am pretty certain that I know who, or at least I suspect, who did the crime based on the information that was presented through the podcasts. But so if anybody else has listened to The Accused and has a thought on who is guilty, I would be interested to know, because I am pretty certain I lean really hard towards one guy. And that one, actually, they're going to come out with a whole nother case, and I'm not exactly sure when. There's one out of Canada that's pretty good. It's called Somebody Knows Something. And they've featured two stories on there, and I'm not certain if they're going to come out with another one. I don't think that's been mentioned yet. But that's called Somebody Knows Something, and that's put on by CBC Radio. And there was one case, the first one was about a young boy who went missing, and so there's, don't know if something bad happened to him or whether he drowned. So they're trying to get to the bottom of that. I think his name was Andrew McNaughton. And then there was the second case was about a girl named Cheryl Shepherd who went missing out of Hamilton, which I guess is an area outside of Toronto, if I'm correct on that. And they're trying to get to the bottom of that too. So I don't know. A lot of these are pretty good. So the one I started listening to last night was called The Trail Went Cold. And so I guess part of me is sort of excited about it because he features some of the stories that were featured on Unsolved Mysteries. And I used to love that show when I was a kid. It creeped me the hell out, but it was a good show. And Robert Stack was definitely scary looking. But The Trail Went Cold was the name of the podcast. I've listened to, like, I think two or three of the episodes now. And he comes out with them each week. And he's like the Already Gone and the Once Upon a Crime. He basically just does some investigations, combing through old newspaper articles and old news casts and all the information he can combine. And then he kind of puts it all together. And then he says what he thinks. So there's a lot of them out there, and maybe I'll create another audio mo about it because I think they're fascinating. And there is actually this thing, and I believe it's the first annual one. It's called Crime Con, and it's actually starting on June 9th through the 11th in Indianapolis, Indiana. And so they have all these podcasters that are out there, and then they have all of these other people like Nancy Grace and, you know, all these people, people from ID, which is Discovery. I can't think of it right now. Investigative Discovery, that's what it is, channel. And it sounds really awesome. So I would love to go to something like that, but I don't know if that's possible.